Let's Pretend This Never Happened by Jenny Lawson. Victor and I have very different definitions of what constitutes a clean house. Victor's definition involves absolutely everything perfectly in its place, except for the 8,000 wires and extension cords sticking out from every electronic device in our house, which are apparently invisible to him. It also includes all of this happening magically, without his actually ever being involved in the cleaning at all. My definition of a clean house is much simpler. I'm fine with the clutter of mail and magazines and toys lying around, as long as it's clean and sanitary underneath the clutter. As far as I'm concerned, a house should look lived in, and I consider it clean as long as I don't stick to it and it doesn't give me cholera. I can ignore the piles of clothes on the guest room bed because I know they're all straight from the dryer and just waiting to be folded. Victor, on the other hand, will glare at the growing pile and huff loudly over and over until I finally break down and ask him why he sounds like he's deflating. We look into the same guest bedroom and see two entirely different things. Victor sees a dangerous volcano erupting with clothes that I must be intentionally refusing to hang up because I'm lazy and am purposely trying to make him have a nervous breakdown. I see it as a personal achievement, a physical manifestation of all the laundry I've done over the last few months. It's like a strange trophy made of clothes that I've forgotten I even owned. Victor says it's like a crazy person lives in our house and is sculpting Mount Vesuvius out of the sweaters that need to be in storage. This is when I remind him exactly why doors were invented, and I close the guest bedroom door. See, I say, problem solved.